The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the AFB job listings, careers, a business development lead opening, a director of digital inclusion, a senior manager for digital marketing. From WCNC, North Carolina advocates are working on accessible voting for persons with disabilities. From the NNO, where to get free COVID tests in Wake County. I started reading that last week but couldn't finish. And zip codes for free testing shipped to your home. And I will be reading as much of the last blind post from the food lady that I can get through. So let's get started. From AFB.org, careers at AFB, job listings, business development lead. You can go to the website to click on these for further information. I will just outline the career opportunities and leave the rest of the reading to you. Career opportunity. Reporting to the Chief Technology Officer, the Business Development Lead will be responsible for supporting the growth and development of the AFB Talent Labs outreach for teaching digital inclusion skills and its impact by developing a steady and sustainable pipeline of partnerships, sponsors, and clients, and executing a defined marketing plan and strategy that includes identifying, maturing, tracking, and closing opportunities. This is a full-time remote position. Career opportunity. Reporting to the Chief Technology Officer, the Director of Digital Inclusion Innovation will be responsible for providing leadership and direction to advance AFB's state-of-the-art digital inclusion initiatives. As the lead subject matter expert and senior advisor for key programs, including the AFB Talent Lab and other cross-organizational efforts. This is a full-time remote position. Career opportunity. Reporting to the interim Chief Officer of Marketing and Communications, the Senior Manager, Digital Marketing and CRM, will be responsible for expanding the scope of AFB's digital engagement, advocacy, and fundraising, and drive its performance to the next level. This role leads the entire stakeholder engagement cycle: awareness, consideration, conversion, and advocacy for key focus areas of the AFB mission and brand. This role will lead, provide guidance, and solve issues to accelerate digital marketing capacity and knowledge throughout AFB. The ideal candidate is a program architect and is excited to operationalize and scale the online program, outlining best practices, systems, tactics, and processes to amplify AFB's reach. The successful candidate must be comfortable with fluid budget scenarios and able to articulate and solicit alignment from a matrix organization to deliver impact. Team leadership, supporter activation, metrics, content development, organic, paid, earned media, and amplification. This is a full-time remote position. Again, you can click on those job openings to get the full requirements and qualifications for those positions. From WCNC.com, Dateline Charlotte, voters, NC advocates working to make voting accessible for people with disabilities. Voters with disabilities still run into barriers at the polls, but one North Carolina group hopes to fix that. As North Carolina gears up for the November election, advocates are working to make sure voting is accessible for everyone. Casting a ballot is supposed to be a smooth, easy process. However, for some, it can be quite the opposite. It was a horrible experience for me, Shireen Bentley said about voting in 2020. Bentley has cerebral palsy and votes curbside. When she pulled up to her precinct in the last election, she said a poll worker questioned whether she had a disability. Then Bentley said the volunteer made a comment that she was too pretty to have a disability. I was so blown away, Bentley recalled. She added that incidents like these and barriers at the polls happen more often than many realize. A lot of times, people with disabilities feel discouraged, so they just won't vote, Bentley said. Disability Rights North Carolina is working to change that issue. The organization won a lawsuit in July 2022 challenging a North Carolina law that only allows a guardian or family member to help someone fill out an absentee ballot. The change is that the federal court has said that the state can't apply those rules to people with disabilities who need assistance. Lisa Grafstein with DRNC explained. Grafstein. Grafstein said they also won a lawsuit that makes voting more accessible for North Carolinians who are blind. The judge imposed a requirement that the state give people who are blind or low vision access to the same online voting portal that people who are in the military or overseas are able to use to vote, Grafstein said. This November, DRNC said it's monitoring curbside voting and testing physical accessibility at polls across North Carolina. It also has audible voter guides and offers help for people that think their voting rights may have been violated. As for Bentley, she's not letting a bad experience discourage her from casting a ballot this November. It makes me want to push even harder and have a voice for those who are not as vocal as I am, she said. If a Charlotte voter that has a disability has an issue at the polls, they can also contact Disability Rights and Resources. From the News and Observer, August 4th, Where to Get Free COVID Tests in Wake County, by Kimberly Cattadella, Cattadella. Wake County ended its free drive-through COVID-19 testing on Friday, July 29th, but there are other ways to get tested without charge. You can pick up free at-home antigen tests at one of six locations in Wake County, order free tests through the U.S. Postal Service, visit another free drive-through site in Wake County, as the discontinuation applies only to county-run sites. Where to get free at-home test kits in Wake County? Wake County Public Health is offering no-cost at-home antigen tests to the public. Stop by during regular business hours and pick up a maximum of four boxes per household with five test kits in each, Wake County's website says. Find the tests at self-service tables at the following locations: Wake County Southern Regional Center, 130 North Judd Parkway, J-U-D-D, Northeast in Fuke Wave Arena, 8:30 a.m. to 5:15 p.m. Wake County Northern Regional Center, 350 East Holding Avenue in Wake Forest, 8:30 a.m. to 5:15 p.m. Wake County Eastern Regional Center, 1002 Dogwood Drive in Zebulon, 8:30 a.m. to 5:15 p.m. Wake County Health and Human Services Center at Departure, 5809 Departure Drive in Raleigh, 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Wake County Health and Human Services, Swinburne Building, 220 Swinburne Street in Raleigh, that's S-W-I-N-B-U-R-N-E, 8:30 a.m. to 5:15 p.m. Wake County Public Health Center, 10 Sunnybrook Road in Raleigh, 8 a.m. to 5:15 p.m. For more information, visit wakegov.com/testing. Order free at-home COVID testing kits online. You can also request free at-home testing kits online through state and federal programs. State, ondemand.labcorp.com/NC. That's ondemand.labcorp.com/NC. NCDHHS and LabCorp will allow you to order at-home testing kits shipped to you at no cost through FedEx Priority Overnight Shipping. Note, if you don't have insurance or your insurance doesn't cover it, you are responsible for the cost of the test, which is at least $119 and billed upon return of the test. Federalcovid.gov/tests. Homes across the United States are now able to order a third round of free at-home rapid antigen tests. Other free drive-through and COVID testing sites in Wake County. Even though the COVID testing through Wake County ended, there are still drive-through sites. Testing is available throughout Wake County at doctor's offices, clinics, and pharmacies. Drive-through testing is still currently available through state-run sites by Mako Medical, M-A-K-O. Holdren said. The RADEAS, R-A-D-E-A-S, lab's location in Wake Forest is also operating 6 days a week. All locations and hours can be found on our COVID-19 testing page. Here's where you can find free drive-through testing. RADEAS Laboratories, 907 Gateway Commons Circle in Wake Forest, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. No appointments or pre-registration. PNC Arena, Gate E, 1400 Edwards Mill Road in Raleigh, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. This testing site closes at noon on game and event days. Pre-registration is requested. Wake Med Soccer Park, Sahlens Stadium, that's S-A-H-L-E-N, 101 Soccer Park Drive in Cary, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Pre-registration is requested. Word of God Assembly Church, 3000 Rock Quarry Road in Raleigh, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Pre-registration is requested. Highland Baptist Church, 8524 Crowder Road in Garner, Raleigh, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Pre-registration is requested. Apex Community Park, 2200 Laura Duncan Road in Apex, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Pre-registration is requested. Springfield Baptist Church, 4309 Auburn Nightdale Road in Raleigh, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Pre-registration is requested. Neighbor Health Center, 4201 Lake Boone Trail in Raleigh, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. To schedule, call 984-222-8000, option 2. For more information, visit wakegov.com/testing. Why did Wake County discontinue drive-through testing? Federal funding ended June 30th, and the cost to Wake County to use its own funds to continue testing through the end of July was $2 million, Holdren said. Wake spent over $131 million since the start of the testing program. There are a few other reasons why Wake County decided to discontinue this testing service, Holdren said. Demand has steadily declined. There are effective treatment options and vaccines available. Wake County residents have many other options for tests. This includes free at-home test kits from a few sources and other PCR walk-in or drive-through access sites across the county. Wake County discontinued tests at these sites. These testing sites will no longer be in operation after July 29th. Wake County Southern Regional Center, 130 North Judd Parkway Northeast in Fuquay Varina. Wake County Northern Regional Center, 350 East Holding Avenue in Wake Forest. Wake County Eastern Regional Center, 1002 Dogwood Drive in Zebulon. Wake County Health and Human Services Center parking lot, 2845 Kidd Road, that's K-I-D-D, in Raleigh. COVID cases, hospitalizations are increasing in NC. The end to free drive-through testing comes as new cases and hospitalizations reach their highest levels in North Carolina since the winter. This week, over 32,000 total cases were reported, up from nearly 29,000 cases the week before, according to NC Department of Health and Human Services data. In February, there were nearly 38,000 total cases reported, and the number of cases dropped significantly week to week after that. Total cases began rising to the 20,000s again in the middle of May. The 7-day average of hospitalizations is over 1,100 this week, up from 1,039 the week before, according to NCDHHS data. This figure hasn't been this high since early March. The data released Wednesday last week, about 4 months after health officials started adjusting information on their dashboard, the NNO previously reported. This data used to be published nearly every day. Masks are once again recommended in ANC. Last week, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advised North Carolinians to wear masks indoors in half of NC's counties, the NNO previously reported. The CDC recommends those in high-risk counties wear well-fitting masks indoors, in public, regardless of vaccination status. In the Triangle, high-risk counties include Durham, Orange, Chatham, and Harnett. Wake, Franklin, and Johnston counties are still at medium risk as of July 28th. Can you use at-home test kits after they expire? The FDA does not recommend using at-home COVID-19 diagnostic tests beyond their authorized expiration dates. The tests and the parts they are made of may degrade over time, the FDA says. Using expired tests could give inaccurate or invalid test results, the NNO previously reported. The expiration date can be found listed on the packaging, such as the box the test comes in. On an iHealth brand test, for example, the expiration, which is listed as the use-by date, is on the back of the box. The expiration date should list the month, date, and year that the test is set to expire. It's possible for expiration dates to get extended. The FDA may do this as more data is collected on the stability and shelf life of each kind of test. Check if your test kit's expiration date has been extended by visiting fda.gov/medical-devices. For the NNO's full story, visit newsobserver.com/news. From the News and Observer, August 10th, free COVID-19 tests available for NC residents in select zip codes. How to get them? By Colleen Hammond. As COVID-19 rates continue to rise across the state, a new round of free at-home tests have just become available for select North Carolinians. The Rockefeller Foundation, in partnership with the NC Department of Health and Human Services, is prepared to distribute 5 COVID tests by mail to households who request them. Through a combination of zip code analysis for uninsured rates, median income, and distance from out-of-home testing options, NCDHHS has limited the scope of these tests to areas of greatest potential need. NCDHHS notes that 80 North Carolina counties are fully covered by the program, with 13 more partially covered. Currently, residents in Durham's 27701, 27703, 27704, 27705, and Raleigh's 27601 zip codes are eligible to receive these tests, according to the website at accesscovidtests.org. For those ineligible, the third round of tests from the federal government are still available by mail to those who request them at covid.gov/tests. Each order contains 8 rapid tests. NCDHHS is reporting the majority of North Carolina counties at high levels of transmission. Hospital admissions also continue to rise, according to the NCDHHS COVID-19 dashboard. In addition to at-home kits, a number of free testing sites can be found across the triangle. This story was originally published August 9th at 2022. Colleen Hammond is a recent graduate of Duquesne University from Ann Arbor, Michigan. She has previously covered breaking news, local government, the COVID-19 pandemic, and racial issues for the Pittsburgh City Paper and Pittsburgh Tribune Review. The August Blind Post News Final Issue. Dear readers, as many of you already know, this is the last issue of the Blind Post Classified News. It has been my privilege to serve you for over 12 years with the news. There have been some rough spots occasionally where I had to miss a few issues, but I was always able to figure out the problems and deal with my health to continue publishing the news. Now I am not able to figure it out. I am currently struggling with a mountain of challenges that I'm not able to fix. This was a very difficult decision for me to make. I am having lots of technical difficulties due to internet changes, accessibility problems, health, and more. For those of you that would like to stay in touch with me, my personal email address is ljm2561@gmail.com. I will be deleting the website. That is why any emails attached to the Blind Post, like foodlady@theblindpost.com and lorimotis@theblindpost.com, and any others that might exist, will no longer work. I want you all to know that I am not selling the Blind Post. I will not sell or share your emails with anyone. I respect your privacy. Because I cannot access groups.io no matter what I try, I cannot get into my admin account to delete this account. I would suggest all of you to unsubscribe. You can do that by emailing the Blind Post plus unsubscribe@groups.io. This issue, unfortunately, does not have headings due to Outlook problems. I have used 3 stars for the beginning of each section and for each notice. I want to thank all of you for your support over the years. Thank you for your ads, announcements, and notices. I am very grateful for my many writers, past and present. It is all of you that have truly made the Blind Post news. God bless you, Lori, a.k.a. Food Lady. Lori Motis, publisher and editor of the Blind Post Classified News. Whispers, Extraordinary Book 1 by Feather Chell. This book is based on the author's own experiences at age 12, but the characters' names have been changed. Suggested age range for readers 11 to 13. In ebook, $2.99, and paperback, $7.95, from Amazon. A hardcover is coming soon. 110 pages in print. For full details, cover image, synopsis, author bio, buying links, and more, see the author's website, https://www.dldbooks.com/feather/CHELLE/, or go to books on Amazon and type in Feather Chell. Her last name is spelled C-H-E-L-L-E. She has written several books all on Amazon. Synopsis. Have you ever overheard whispers about yourself? Imagine if you had learned to depend on your ears and could hear even better than the average person. To begin her series about extraordinary preteens overcoming a variety of challenges, the author shares what it was like coming of age as a totally blind student in West Texas. For Amber, there almost seems to be a contest at her middle school as to who can be the meanest to her. She has had to endure humiliation in the school cafeteria, in choir class, at a school dance, at the mall, and even at a family gathering. And as always, there are the relentless whispers. At long last, after meeting other blind kids and then setting a new and better academic course for herself, Amber, who has renamed herself Cheyenne, finds her way to a much happier environment, one in which she can grow and thrive. From a 5-star review on Amazon. This book is so full of real and raw emotion. As a fellow blind person, there was so much that I could relate to. I even practically cried at some parts because the author does such a great job with bringing her emotions to life. The author did an excellent job explaining how it can feel for people who are different from the majority. It's even better because it's based on a true story. Very well done. Highly recommend. Description of the cover image with cover art by Pandu Permana. In the foreground, a girl of about 12 is pictured from the waist up. She has long straight hair with bangs and a sad but resigned expression. She leans on the white cane in her right hand and her head is supported by her left hand. In the background to her right stand three youngsters about her own age, a boy and two girls. They are obviously talking about her and snickering. The two pale translucent orbs in the picture are an interesting touch. One floats near the head of the girl in the foreground and a smaller one is above the heads of the other kids. I surmise that those represent the whispers that the protagonist Amber has tried to endure. From the editor, Leonore Dvorkin, this is truly an extraordinary book. If you have any 11 to 13-year-olds in your life, I hope you'll consider it for a gift. A word of gratitude from Elegant Insights. Heartfelt thanks to the Food Lady for a dozen years of dedication to the Blind Post. Thanks also to the Blind Post readers, many of whom have patronized our business over the years. Before we wave goodbye, we'd like to share a couple of upcoming events. For guide dog handlers, pet parents, and doggy devotees, join us on August 20th for our Dog Days of Summer virtual shopping day. Find toys, supplies, travel gear, accessories, and more for you and your precious pup. Subscribe to our newsletter to be sure you get your login details. In early November, you can look forward to a holiday edition of Let's Go Shopping, where you can get those names checked off your gift list all in one place. Shop with Elegant Insights for beautiful Braille jewelry designs. Go to https://elegantinsightsjewelry.com/ or call 702-605-1265. Best wishes, Lori, wherever your journey takes you, and sparkle on. If you prefer a print calendar but are still looking for one that meets your low vision needs, you must check out this one. You've never seen one like it. That's because a person with low vision designed it. Learn all about this 8.5x11 EZ2C weekly calendar at https://EZ2CProducts.com/ or see it on Amazon. The 2023 version will be available by September or sooner. Don't shop online? No problem. Call us at 800-234-8291 to get all your questions answered and learn the various ways how to purchase it. Scentsy products can help to fill your life with fragrance. Our new fall-winter catalog products are now available with new fragrances, such as black currant and plum, blackberry spice, cranapple crumble, falling apples, frosted vanilla, huckleberry hideaway, pear picked day, sips of cider, velvet moon, and white amber and silk. Other favorite fragrances, such as aloe water and cucumber, baked apple pie, black raspberry vanilla, blue sage and tonka, Christmas cottage, cider mill, Luna, scarlet sunflower, welcome home, vanilla bean buttercream, and very snowy spruce, and many more are also available. The brand new exciting travel twist product lets you experience big fragrance with one small twist, and you can control the strength of the scent by twisting it open a little or a lot. Perfect for taking your favorite scents on the go. The travel twist won't drip, melt, or spill. It's also the ideal size for closets, drawers, lockers, gym bags, or diaper bags. All those small spaces that still deserve to smell great. Available in 7 different fragrances. Remember, Scentsy has body products, clean products, laundry products, kid products, and so much more that can help fill up your life with fragrance all year round. Contact Nini Urschel, URSCHEL, independent Scentsy Superstar Consultant, 916-206-1151, or email nini95626@sbcglobal.net. The company that made my check writing guides, as well as my pocket signature guides, went out of business, sadly because of COVID-19. I have a limited supply of both. Here's a real bargain. You choose which works best for you. 1 credit card size sturdy signature guide plus 1 black pocket check writing guide. These should last a lifetime, $6 for both. 2 credit card signature guides. These guides will fit in your wallet very nicely, both for $5. Use PayPal or send a check to George Gray, 5028 South Duck Creek Road, Cleveland, Texas, 77328. Email for PayPal, GEOGRAY@sbcglobal.net. Act fast, because when these are gone, there won't be any more. God bless. Sweet Tooth offers a variety of Braille chocolate items, including candy bars, chocolate guide dogs, and other holiday items that can be customized with Braille. Candy bar greetings include happy birthday, love you, thank you, have a nice day, Merry Christmas, and happy holidays. A variety of other chocolate items are available. Contact Judy Davis at 1-585-544-1853 or email judydavis12@rochester.rr.com. Accessible Pharmacy's 2022 Blind Health Expo will be the largest virtual expo of healthcare information, products, services, and medication for individuals who are blind, deafblind, or have low vision. Attendees will include thousands of consumers, caregivers, healthcare professionals, educators, nonprofit, and government officials. The event is free to attend and free to exhibit. Friday, December 2nd, 2022, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. To register, go to https://www.accessiblepharmacy.com/blind-health-expo/. Thank you, signed Andy. We've run out of time for this week's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next week. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. Thanks.